Tina Lama Gimel, Avila Orer. We're in the middle of the Mitzvah Sayom of Tisha B'Av, sitting on the floor like a veiling and recalling the past. We remove the paroches. Some have the custom to put ashes on their head. When we think about the Seder, and we're sitting down and doing one of the mitzvah sayom, eating the matzah, and thinking of the kavanas, and thinking of what's behind it, that brings us to a certain place. So what is the kavana? What is it that, and where are we supposed to be at by recalling the Chorban? So, in the next kina, I'm going to attempt to help you by explaining the nuances of the double acrostics, counter alphabet stanzas, double alphabet strophes, and the highlight will be my exposition of the inconsistencies of the reverse double alphabetic acrostic. The poetry in kinas is, a lot of it is beyond us. How are we possible to understand the difficult words? Everyone agrees that the kinas are full of short expressions and use of references to gemaras or midrashim and imageries which can reference a whole chapter in Yirmiyahu or which can bring out a whole incident, and it's all in one small word. The kinas are meant to be a comfort to us. How can we achieve this comfort? In Kohelet it says, "Al teval al picha v'libcha al yamayer lehotzi diber lifnei Elokim, ki Elokim b'shemayim ve'ata al aretz al kein yudvarecha mu'atim." Hashem's kavod is mali the whole world, and we can't possibly express our gratitude to Him. Yet we have set times when we do: morning, afternoon, and evening. Even a simple person can go outside and see the sun rises, or it's Tseisa Kochavim. He knows it's his time to say some words to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have set times to do this. We have to imagine that we're standing before a Melech who has the power to allow us to live or to make us to die. And it only makes sense that what we're saying in front of this king, when we're uttering our supplications, that we should understand them. There are some difficulties with the piyutim of Relazar Kalir. It's not known. There's difference of opinion. It was 7th century. Some say he was a Tana earlier. A lot of his piyutim are riddles and mishalim. Like I said before, one word can reference a whole thing. Frankel explained very well how one word of ko, in each of these things, it took him a long time to explain it, how every pasuk, how it referred to every pasuk throughout history. Another problem is that these expressions to different places in the Gemara, it's not Lashon HaKadosh. It's borrowing on different languages. And even that which is in Lashon HaKodesh, there are grammatical problems. Zachar tenses are mixed up with Nekeva for poetic reasons. Chachamim say, "Ein mikra yatzei midei pshuto." So it's not right to say something. We have to understand the reason behind it, not the sod. These aren't my words. These are the words of the Evan Ezra, when on his commentary in this pasuk in Koheles, and he concludes by saying, "V'atol be'enai shelo yispalal adam b'hem ki ima tefila kvua." Person should just say the tefila kvua v'yu dvareinu mu'atim v'lo b'ne'enesh b'din. You have to be careful what you say. I don't know if the Ebn Ezra is a das yachid, but he's a rishon who is telling us that there are different ways to express, to get you to a certain point, to bring you to a certain point. And according to him, if you can't achieve that, and for him, if it was too much, that the grammar was incorrect. And he goes at length to explain many examples of Rabbi Elazar Kalir's what he calls mistakes in grammar or differences, if that can't bring you to that place, then perhaps you shouldn't say it. The point, though, for those who can understand the poetry, what is poetry? One word, one stanza is meant to evoke in you a transcendental reaction, that it should bring you to a certain place. The aim of poetry is to transfer a person, to transfer you a few centuries earlier, and to help you suffer some of the pain, to re-experience it. The poet's job was to speak to the people. For me, one of the most meaningful tefillahs is, and what brings me to tears every year, saying this tefillah, Yom Kippur, Ki hinei kachomer b'yad ha-yotzer, Ki hinei ke'evin b'yad ha-mesateit, Ki hinei ke'garzin b'yad ha-charash, Ki hinei ke'hege b'yad ha-mahalach, Ki hinei ke'zchusit b'yad ha-mezageg, Ki hinei ke'yiriyah b'yad ha-rokim. If something means something to you, if something you can relate to, you see raw materials and how they're transformed and what can be done with them, and if you have an appreciation for that, and you realize that this is what we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it means something to you. So why on Tisha B'Av is the goal to bring us to tears? What's the function? Chazal say that Kol HaShari Ninalo Chutz Mishari Demalos. With the Churban HaBayis, all the gates were locked. The gates of Tefillah, Shari Tefillah was locked. There were Nisim Gulim in the Beis HaMikdash. A person would come, he would utter a Tefillah, his Tefillah would be answered. That stopped. There's no such connection anymore. However, what we still have is Shari Demaos. The gate of tears is not locked, but with the Churban. The Zman of Tisha B'Av is a designated to be a Zman of Bechi. B'leil ze yivkuyum b'ni. This is a time of crying. If we cry properly and mourn properly and feel properly in Tisha B'Av, we can be zocha to an aliyah ruchanis that can last you a whole year. In the example we heard last night, the Chafetz Chaim asked, Kol misavo Yerushalayim ki'ilu zocha b'vinyaneh. How can we view previous generations that did not bring about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? And the answer that the Chafetz Chaim gives, he gives a mashal of a person digging a well. And one person digs and he goes deep, deep down, but he doesn't reach the destination. He doesn't get to the water. And then subsequent people come along, and it's a process. And at the end of the day, when they finally reach the water, you've reached your goal, but of course you couldn't have gotten there without everything that happened prior. Crying on Tisha B'Av opens the gates of Yom Kippur, opens the gates of Rosh Hashanah, those tefillahs to be accepted more. If we don't cry about the Churban, then Hashem could bring up a new Churban. And we see in our days the tragedies that keep on happening. So why is it difficult? Why have we lost this Tisha B'Av feeling? Part of the answer has to do with what we lost with the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu at the time of the Churban. And this is one of the separations that happened at the time of the Churban. Chazal say, "An vayamas eloi melech ish naomi, ein ish meis elo liishto." Not only does the man die, but also to Ishto, to his wife. She became an almana in all sense of the word. Echa yashva badad, ha'ir abas yam, ha'yisak almana. Our bechi and tears on Tisha B'Av is what changes our status of our whole lives. We are now an almana. We're now an almana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a separation that happened. The connection to the Shechina is gone. We're an almana. The rest of it can never be the same. We need to try and feel the tzara of Kol Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. The there are so many things that get in our way. Our lives are busy. It's difficult. But if we don't cry about the Churban, then it will continue to happen. The Kinnah we're about to read deals with the Crusades. This is the second one reading which deals with the Crusades. The first one was Meet in Rosh Yimayim. But if you read it, you see it's referenced by the Zman is given, the Machzor, it says straight out in the sixth line, Zman Shnas Taf Taf Nun Bav, in the 11th Machzor of the 256th cycle of the Chadashim. But if you work out the math, it works out to be just at the time of the Crusades. However, when you're reading it, it also talks about mothers killing their children, the death of the Kohanim and the Levim, slaughtering of children by their parents, Chasanim and Kalos. A lot of the Churban Bayis seems to be intermingled with this Kinnah, which was written to recall the Crusades. So we see that there is no Tzara to Klal Yisrael that isn't connected to Churban Bayis. The Sma brings down how the community of Worms was particularly affected and one of the first ones to be hit during the time of the Crusades, because when Ezra was returning, the people of Worms refused to return with him. They had by that time built up a beautiful community. Yiddishkeit was flourishing, and they didn't go back with him to Eretz Yisrael. He brings down that they didn't value the chashivus of Eretz Yisrael, and for that, many, many years later, they too were paid back. The Netziv says how the people of Berlin had said, you go to Yerushalayim HaGadola, we're going to stay here in Yerushalayim HaKatana. And perhaps this has something to do with the Shoah's origins began in Berlin many, many years later. As we read the Kinnah, we try and recall that any specific event that we want to memorialize all goes back and has its roots in Churban Bayis.